Now's the perfect time to start planning your paint projects. Blaine's Farm and Fleet is your one-stop shop for all kinds of painting needs, from brushes, rollers, and paint trays to drop cloths, ladders, you name it. Shop great prices in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Happy National Agriculture Day. I'm Stephanie Hoff with the Midwest Farm Report. The Wisconsin Technical College System is going to be celebrating National Ag Day on March 23rd at Black Hawk Technical College's Monroe campus. The agriculture program at Black Hawk is fairly new, but don't let that fool you. While it is a less established program, they've got technology that no other college in Wisconsin can claim, including a spray drone and a tractor simulator. Dustin Williams is the agribusiness and farm management instructor at Black Hawk. He says agriculture technology has played a big role in attracting students to the industry.
I started here 15 years ago and basically was handed a soil probe and said, here, start a program. And so we did, and we started with five students that first year. It basically was a one-year program. Well, about 8-10 years later, we expanded to offer a two-year associate degree program in 2016 is when that started. And what really drove that was a grant from the Wisconsin Technical College System that allowed us to purchase a tractor and a planter fully loaded with precision ag equipment along with a sprayer, and also allowed us to hire some adjuncts and expand the program and get the curriculum built for that.
Is this year the most students you've had enrolled?
We're down just a little bit this year, but last year was the most that we've had, and we had about 35 students last year. So, you know, between 25 to 35 students is what we have. We are a fairly new program in all retrospect to all of the other colleges in the state of Wisconsin. We haven't been established very long, I should say. So we're still growing. We're still building. We just opened the new Ag Learning Center in 2019. We've got a lot of really cool equipment inside that building and a lot of great opportunities for students to be able to do hands-on learning.
Even though, yeah, you may not have been as established as long as some of these other ag colleges across Wisconsin, you have technology that no other college can say they have, including the spray drone.
Yeah, for sure. We're very fortunate that we made some good decisions along the last couple of years here through some grants through the WTCS system and also with Compeer and some others. We've been able to purchase some things that other colleges don't have. So, for example, the spray drone and a fleet of five other drones that we've taken out, and students have been able to learn how to fly, learn how to capture imagery and pull into the Centera software that we have. And this spring we'll be taking out the spray drone as well. So there's a lot of really cool things that we can do with that. Not only just spraying and learning how to do that, but it also has a spinner spreader on it. So you can apply cover crops to growing crops. So like your cornfield that hasn't been harvested yet, you can go out there and spread your cover crop on without worrying about it being too late in the season. You can put it on when it needs to go on, those types of things. You can even spread fertilizer if you wanted to, or salt on the parking lot, or whatever. So there's a lot of really cool things you can do with that. One of the other things that we have here at the college that very few other colleges have even an opportunity to use is the commercial applicator simulator. And so we purchased one a few years ago here, so our students have full access to that. Those were built by Growmark a few years ago and built as trainers for their employees in the FS system. And so there's about 7 or 8 different modules that students work through, and they're able to learn how to, you know, drive on the road, drive in the field, to row crop, to spray, spray on flat fields, spray on fields that have ditches and creek banks and all kinds of different things. So it's a great opportunity for our students to get some hands-on experience before they ever get inside of $500,000 piece of equipment.
And it sounds like your daughter's pretty good at it.
Yeah, she practices on it quite a bit. She's 12, and this last year at the Farm Bureau annual meeting, she beat everybody up there on the leaderboard. So she was pretty excited about that.
So you talked about some of the assets of the spray drone, but I also wanted you to remind us again or help us understand that it's actually a pretty smart machine.
It really is. I mean, the technology that has evolved through drone technology just within the last 3 or 4 years is just incredible. You know, a lot of times people are very afraid of that because they're like, oh, I have to fly that thing. Well, realistically, 95% of the time it flies itself. And the only time that you might have to manually fly it is if you need to pull it down out of the sky because, you know, there's some sort of weather event coming or there's, you know, there's other air traffic that you need to avoid or yield to, those types of things. Otherwise, it's all program, right? You map a boundary for the field. You put in a prescription as far as the rate that you want to spray. And you send it up and it does its job. When it gets close to running out, or if it knows it's going to run out before the end of the field, it will automatically come back and land by itself where it took off because it knows it's going to run out and it wants to save time. So you load it, push a button, it takes off by itself, goes right back where you left off or where it left off, and it continues spraying at the same rate it did before until it runs out again and the same thing happens. So it's a matter of just pushing a button in a lot of ways and just making sure that everything is working appropriately.
And you're not just exploring technology in the sky. I mean, you also have 2-3 very large pieces of equipment under the agri-building roof. Can you tell me about the planter and the sprayer that you've got out there?
Yeah, so in 2016, we were able to secure almost a $340,000 grant that allowed us to purchase that tractor and that planter and that sprayer. And and essentially, all of the equipment or most of the equipment that came with the planter, we ripped off and installed all new precision ag equipment on there from Precision Planting. So everything that you can think of from Delta Force to Clean Sweep to Furrow Force and the dual hybrid technology, that's all on that planter. We can take that out to a field and it literally tracks the GPS location of every seed and creates maps that are really useful in being able to do lots of different things. Like, so we can write a prescription and plant a BTC logo on the field or a US flag, which we have done in the past. Because of that dual hybrid technology, there's some pretty cool stuff that we can do. And students get to install all that stuff. They're the ones that took all the older equipment off or outdated types of equipment and installed all the latest, greatest stuff. Each year, there's a project that they do that they get to do a hands-on installation of something on that planter. Now, this year, it was more of a project on the sprayer where they installed the new Ag Leader spot spray technology on there, where basically it will regulate every spray nozzle on that planter and variably rate apply whatever product. It has turn compensation on a 45-foot, you know, three-point boom sprayer, which is pretty cool technology for that type of sprayer. So they get to, you know, work with that technology. They get to install it. They get to calibrate it. They get to troubleshoot it. You know, last year we had a hydraulic motor go out on the planter and in the field, and they got to go to the John Deere dealership and purchase a new pump and install that new pump out in the field. So it's real world application with our partners in our test plot. So it's a great opportunity for those students.
Is the ag program here at Black Hawk Technical College, are you well positioned to keep up with the latest and greatest?
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say, you know, I've taught the high school level years ago, and I've been around a lot of different educational institutions. And I'll tell you that the Wisconsin Technical College system in general really does a great job at providing that technology, right? That's a big focus of what we do. There's money that's available to purchase technology and do these things that we are doing. And we, you know, I shouldn't say that without also saying that we have some incredible industry partners too, right? As far as the sponsorships that we've received from Compeer, we've had some things donated from Nutrien, some things donated from Inside FS, a lot of really great partners to be able to make this work. One of the focuses that I always like to talk about is partnerships. And Realistically, the success of this program is due to the partnerships that I have and that the college has with all of our industry partners, including the local farmers that we work with in our test plot, and the relationships that we have with them, the local equipment dealerships. You know, we own some of our own equipment, but also we can borrow pretty much anything we need to from the local John Deere dealer. I've worked with Eastside Farm Equipment. I've worked with Hennessy's before. All kinds of different partnerships that we have through Tractor Safety and with the programs in general.
Looking ahead, anything new coming in the agri-technology space?
Boy, I don't know. It's been kind of a whirlwind the last 4 or 5 years here. So we're going to try to keep up with what we have and really try to focus on recruiting students and getting them what they need and applying what we have to our curriculum and using it to its full capacity. You know, there's always opportunities, and I'm always on the lookout for those opportunities to be able to provide new things. But I think expanding what we have and utilizing the technology we have better is really where we're going to focus the next year or two.
How is the student pool and interest in agriculture? I mean, what are some of the trends you're seeing from incoming students?
Well, the ag industry could always use more people, right? There's more jobs than we have people and those that are interested in those jobs. So, and all the colleges, I think, are in the same boat that they could always use more students in agriculture to meet the needs of the industry. Because, I mean, we have people calling here and stopping here every day saying, hey, I need an intern, or hey, I need a full-time person, and we just can't fill those jobs. That's the reality. So, you know, part of the conversation that we're going to have at our National Ag Day event is how do we continue to recruit and retain the next generation of agricultural employees? And I think that's a really tough question to answer. Number one, we just have less farms and less farm kids coming out from high school. And if they are, they're going back to the farm. And a lot of times those agribusiness companies would hire farm kids in the past, or they hired retired farmers. And let's just face it, there's not a large pool of retired farmers and not a large pool of farm kids anymore to go work in those industries. So we find that there's a lot of students that are not from farms that are coming into the ag industry, and we fully embrace that. And that's the biggest reason for all the simulators that you see, right? So the commercial applicator simulator is a big one. A lot of students have not had a lot of experience driving tractor before or working with large equipment. So putting them into that sprayer simulator gives them that feel of that larger piece of equipment. So they can have some driving experience in the simulator before we even put them in our tractor here at the college. And then they go through a tractor safety and operations course here at the college as well. That's one of the things that we've had to add over the years that we didn't do before is an operations course, right? Learning how to use equipment, learning how to be safe around the farm, teaching things like farm sense that even farm kids sometimes need to learn as well, and how to be safe around the farm. Another one is working with our birthing simulator, right? If you've never had that experience being in an area where a cow is giving birth and even watching it happening, just throwing somebody into that experience and saying, okay, you need to assist this cow, well, that's pretty difficult, right? There's a lot of trauma that can happen during that time. So we have a really nice simulator that Compeer helped to purchase for us to be able to show students how they can do assisted calving and how difficult birthing situations can occur and how they can work through those situations without having to deal with a live cow. And then they have some experience prior to going into the live situation. You know, you'd be amazed at how many people I talk to that, you know, go to school for agriculture, or go to school for crops or agronomy or whatever. They're like, well, I didn't get to plant corn when I was in college. I've never planted corn before. Well, every one of our students comes out of this program and they have planted corn. They get in the tractor, they run the planter and the tractor, and they've had that experience.
Agribusiness instructor Dustin Williams along with us. Black Hawk Technical College will host the National Egg Day celebration on its Monroe campus on Thursday, March 23rd. There you can enjoy agribusiness tours, lunch, and speakers. RSVP online. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Are you ready for the Midwest Horse Fair? Blaine's Farm and Fleet sure is. Visit their booths at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, Wisconsin this year, April 19th to the 21st. They'll have exclusive discounts, prize giveaways, and more. See farmandfleet.com for details.